72 people died in Grenfell Tower, the greatest loss of life in a fire in the UK since the Second World War. It's thought the flammable cladding which covered the building caused the fire to rage out of control. But over the last year, a different scandal has been emerging. While individual firefighters did everything they could to save lives, tonight, Dispatches reveals new evidence suggesting systemic failures within the London Fire Brigade may have led to many people dying who could have survived. Over the last year, the public inquiry into the fire that consumed Grenfell Tower has been examining the events of the night in minute detail.
Fire Brigade, you're okay?
Yeah, hello, hi, in the fire.
That first call just before 1 a.m. was for a routine fire behind a fridge on the fourth floor. It would lead to the deaths of 72 people. Our analysis of evidence suggests that up to 55 of those who died were subject to advice from the London Fire Brigade to stay in the burning building once the fire was out of control. The advice was supposed to keep them safe.
Everything is melted.
The first key witnesses to the fire were Miguel and Fatima Alves, who lived on the 13th floor. On the night, they were returning home as the first 999 call was being made. While Fatima waits downstairs, Miguel wakes his children and all 12 of his neighbours. He evacuates the entire 13th floor in just 5 minutes. The Alves and their neighbours watch the fire break out of the window and spread up the building, taking hold by 1:15 a.m. Throughout this programme, we're using new video the inquiry has sourced and compiled to show the extraordinary progress of the fire at the exact times we're referring to.